Yes. Lord, we just praise you and we glorify you, Lord. And we thank you for this wonderful time that you've gotten us into. We thank you, Lord, that this thing is fixing to break wide open. And you're fixing to anoint the man-child ministry. And the man-child ministry is going to come down and anoint the bride. And I praise you, Father, for that. And I thank you, Lord, that the latter rain is fixing to flow. Glory to God. Glory to God. And not only that, Lord, they're fixing to be one of the greatest revivals, the greatest revival of all time, fixing to start. And we praise you. We glorify you for that, Lord. Praise God forevermore. And I thank you, Lord, for my dear friend from Arkansas here. Now we have a plurality here, and we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. All right. Anybody got a prayer request? Hey, Tom, can you hear us? You have to unmute yourself. Just click in the lower left-hand corner. There, the where you muted, you can unmute. Just click it again. Can y'all hear me? All right, Matthew. Go ahead.
Yeah, I have a prayer request. It's for my daughter. She fell out of bed last night. It's about 10 to 12 inches off the ground. And she's been complaining of pain on this side ever since then. I just want you all to agree with me against this. And that it will go. In Jesus' name, we command this pain to go. We command the fever to go, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, that she's healed. There's no sprained muscles, no broken anything in the name of Jesus. We just thank you, Lord, that Shoshana is healed and she's going to be back to her normal, loving self tomorrow. In Jesus' name. Amen.
How about tonight? Thank you, Lord, tonight she is healed. Y'all just close your eyes and look at Shoshana and believe that Matthew, when he prayed, that she got healed right then. Thank you, Father, for doing that for Shoshana. And we praise you, Father, for her to being healed, delivered, and set free. And she's going to sleep all night long. And we thank you, Lord, that she's not going to fall out that bed anymore. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for doing that for Shoshana. And everybody else in the family, too. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. I believe it. I see her getting up and just having a good time. Yeah, Ben, go ahead, brother.
I'd like to pray against the spirit of faction that's still trying to come upon our ministry right now. Lord, Father God, I rebuke any thoughts of faction, any thoughts of condemnation or rejection that's trying to come upon this ministry or anyone individually. We thank you, Father, for separating us from people that don't want to follow your word wholly and throughly. Father God, we leave it all in your hands, and we thank you, Father, for always supplying us for our needs, and that all things come from you, and all things are in control by you, Father. We thank you, Father, for doing this for all of us, and separating us from the world, and bringing us to the image of your Son. And thank you, Father, for all of it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. And we just bind up the spirits of faction and critical spirits in Jesus' name right now. You are not allowed into this fellowship in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Amen. All right. Anyone else? Thank you, Ben. Anyone else? Yeah, Missy.
That just triggered something for me to pray. I come against witchcraft dreams dreams sent, it's witchcraft to people, false dreams, whatever. The enemy is not permitted to mess with any of our dreams. We remember everything that we dream that's from you, Lord, and anything that's not from you, we cancel out and forbid it in the name of Jesus. All witchcraft against our dreams must go in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, and we praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Father. We bind them from doing that any on anyone in this fellowship in Jesus' name. Outreach or local. Thank you, Lord. All right. Anyone else? Yeah, Benita.
Miss, you saying that triggered. I had a dream this early this morning, right before I woke up. I was driving through Goodrich, and I was driving, and Frank was sitting next to me, and we passed two police cars on the left-hand side. And right after we passed them, I was thinking, okay, I'm all right. I'm not speeding or anything. I'm good. So I always check. And then we passed them, and then everything went black. Like my headlights weren't working and it was pitch black out. Everything was dark. I couldn't see anything. And I started to panic. I'm looking for the headlight switch and I just couldn't figure out how to turn it on. And I mean, we're going around a curve and there's a river right there. And it was just really scary. And I woke up and I thought, it just the first thought that came to me was that I was in the darkness and not in the light. And I just immediately rebuked that if it was anything spiritual or anything like that. And I said, no, that I don't accept that. I'm not in darkness. I'm in light. And I just kept repeating that to myself and confirming that to myself. And then I went, opened my Bible app, and it was, the verse that just showed up right on the app was Colossians 1:13, where he has rescued us from the kingdom of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his dear son, who purchased our freedom and forgave our sins. And I was just like, okay, a confirmation. Amen. I was so excited when I read that. So I don't know if that was from the Lord or not, but he just, he confirmed that word to me, and it was precious to me. So thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. That's right. Praise God forevermore. All right. Anyone else got a prayer request? Hey, Josephus, I got that in the mail to you today. It'll be there June 3rd of 2028.
No, I didn't say that. No.
Okay.
I send you a prayer. It's only a month. I send you a prayer only a month. Not no more.
Okay.
No
All
more.
Right. Well, that's
I
what we're
believe
going
it's
to
only a
believe.
month.
That's right. We're going to believe that then. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. It's going to be there before this time next month in Jesus' name. It's not going on the slow boat. It's going on the speed boat. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right. Go ahead.
While I have the floor, the Lord is magnificent. It's Almighty God that we serve. It's He showed me last night something. I'm not going to explain it. It's too long to explain. He's going to show me a vision of. It's something I have to do. And then I thought about it and I think about it and I ask for wisdom. And I think he showed me a bit, and later on he showed me, no, that's not it. That's not it. And then he showed me it's something with my sister-in-law. I made a, we don't talk about it very often. I said to her, I'll tell you now and again how it's going with me and so on. So we're not talking about much and things like that. And I forget about that. And the Lord just showed me last night and he reminds me of that. It's so important to keep your word, your yes to be yes, your no to be no. You should always listen to what the Lord says and keep the word. So I asked for forgiveness and I sent her last night, well, this morning, 12 o'clock, I sent the SMS. Actually, text message. She already replied to me in 5 minutes' time. So, but Lord confirmed me. But that's a good point. But my quiet time before I start now my fellowship, the Lord gave me Psalm 91, verse 7. Thousands have fallen at thy side and 10,000 at thy side. I was so excited that give me a good verse for start my day. Okay, so praise the Lord. Amen. During
praise God.
Thank you, Father. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Yes, Lord. Put that love and that peace in our heart for everybody. Woohoo. All right. Let's see here. All right. Anybody else? Let's see. I think you got your hand raised. Yeah, that's your hand. Go ahead, dearie.
Yes, sir. That's my hand. I have a testimony. You all agreed with me here maybe, I don't know, over a month ago or so, that I said I would not have any problems with my appliances in this apartment as long as I am still living here. And I had a little trial here maybe 2 weeks ago that my washing machine, which is very blessed, by the way, and it's going to continue to be blessed, by the way, started giving me problems, and it wouldn't spin. And the spin cycle, it wouldn't spin and empty out the water. And I was listening, and I'm like, something's not sounding right. And I went out there, and I rebuked the devil. And you get out of my washing machine. And I started speaking the words, started speaking the promises and what I had declared. And I turned the knob. This one is pretty manual. It's really, really simple machine. Person. So I turned the knob around again and I said, you're going to spin and you're going to spin out all the water in the name of Jesus. And it did. Praise the Lord. So I went to do, so that was on the wash cycle and went to the rinse cycle. It started doing it again. I said, no, I said, get out of my washing machine in the name of Jesus. And I just started praising the Lord and I cast down the doubt the enemy is trying to put in my head and all the, you know, the negative thoughts and all that. I said, nope, you get out of my machine. So it started working again. So then I go do a next load and I did it on a different cycle this time on heavy duties. I had towels in there and it started to do it again. I'm like, no, I said, I didn't even get out of my chair. I said, no, you devils get out of that machine. I already declared it and decreed it. I cast on all this evil and it started doing what it was supposed to do all by itself. And I haven't had a problem since, although the enemy keeps putting those thoughts in my mind every time I go to go wash, do a load of laundry. You know, the enemy's like, this going to do it again. You're going to have to call maintenance. No, no, no. I'm like, I'm not. It's not. My machine is blessed. Praise the Lord. So,
amen.
Praise God, you're faithful, and you just want us to confess it and keep casting down all the attempts of the enemy. You get all the glory in Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
All my appliances are blessed, and they all work like they're supposed to.
Yep, ours too. We thank you, Father, that hot water heater is working too. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord. But I thank you for this trial you've run me through. It taught me how to take a shower real quick. Thank you, Lord. All right. Anybody else got a prayer request? Used to take 3 minutes. Now it doesn't take but a minute and a half. Go ahead, Joe.
Lord, I almost forget about it. I'm going to take two old ladies today to the voting station today. It's our general election now, today. So we're going to see. But I'm going to take two ladies there to vote and then come back and just ask prayer for a safe trip and for a safe coming back. So we don't know what's going on in about the election. So.
Okay.
Can I have some prayer, Michael?
Thank you, Lord, that the election is going to be to the benefit of the people of South Africa in Jesus' name. We vote these criminals out of there in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father, for a good government to take over in South Africa. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord, for that. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we thank you. We send the angels out right now to get rid of the corruption in Jesus' name. Expose the corruption in the name of Jesus. Go ahead, Julie.
Thank you.
I just want to add to that too. Father, I just thank you, Lord. We come against every voting fraud mechanism and technical, all the stuff that they do, electronically to the voting fraud and all that. We cast all that down in the name of Jesus. It won't. Mm-hmm. It won't work on their behalf in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, for giving Joe grace. We bless him, Lord, for taking these two women to go vote who need a ride there, and he's going to take them. And we pray blessings on their journey to and from.
Yeah.
And that Joe would be able to be a light to these two ladies. And we just thank you, Lord, for your protection and an anointing as needed in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Amen.
All right, Missy, go ahead. All right, Joe, did you have anything else? Okay. Go ahead, Missy.
I spoke to my son and daughter-in-law, Kurt and Brooke.
And, praise God.
Yesterday, we did a video. We did a video call, and they told me that a couple Fridays ago, I think it was, they said that they had to go pick up Maverick from the daycare early because he had bit another child fighting over a toy or something. And they were like surprised, you know, that he did that. He has had a tendency to do that, but he usually is not that very quick to do it or whatever. Anyway, it's been good since then. And, I just want to command that biting demon off my little grandson, Maverick, in the name of Jesus. He will no longer bite anyone else. And that anger that comes with it must go to in the name of Jesus. He is a sweet little boy that just loves to share and would rather give the other child the toy than to be angry. Lord, just put it in him. I know he's little. He's like 19 months, but Lord, just put that in him to just have.
Uh-oh, she got caught with her mouth open. Oh, no. Help her, Lord. Okay, go ahead, Missy.
Was I froze the whole time?
No, not the whole time, about the last 2 seconds.
Oh, okay.
That was just
the Lord we got most of it.
Yeah, amen. Yeah, we caught you with your mouth wide open. That's okay.
Thanks.
That's okay. Hey, Pat. Cheryl, Barbara, and Connie, and David and Lena. Sup, y'all? All right, anyone else got a prayer request or testimony? Yeah, Vanita.
Yeah, I want to pray for my aunt in India. It's my mom's older sister, and she's been, I'm not going to speak the bad report, but my mom's 82. I think she's 86. And my mom had a dream this afternoon. I called my mom, and she had just woken up. And she was crying really, really hard and she couldn't talk. And she said, I'll call you back. I said, no, just stay on the phone with me. And so she calmed down and she had a dream that her sister was really sick and they were just holding each other and crying. And my mom and my aunt were both raised in the Hindu temple. My grandfather owned the temple, and so they were there all the time. I mean, he ran the temple. That was his life. And so they've got that background. But I mean, there's nothing too hard for our God. And I just send forth the angels, and I praise the Lord for the work he's going to do in her heart. And I just have faith for it. I believe it. He's going to do it. And I praise the Lord for it. And she's going to come to know Christ. And my mom's going to come to know Christ. And I just thank the Lord for that. Amen.
Amen. We break the power of the Hindi spirit off of both of them. And we thank you, Father, for opening our eyes to the truth of the true gospel in Jesus' name. And I praise you, Father, that both of them are going to come in at the same time. Fill them with the Holy Ghost, and we praise you for that, Father, that the temple's going to shut down because of it. Glory be to God, and we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Okay, Matthew, is that all, Renita? Okay. Go ahead, Matthew, or Anna.
I just want to give a testimony. So the other morning, I was on my way to work, Friday morning, and I was doing my usual work there, and I was asking the Lord. I said, "Lord, I want extra favor with my bosses today. You know, just really, really extra favor with my bosses today." And so I just, you know, lifted up that, went to work, and later on, one of them called me and goes, "You want breakfast?" "Oh, I'll take breakfast." They're like, "You'll have to go get it." It's like, "Okay." But we're buying, so they bought us all breakfast and allowed me to go pick up food while still on the clock. So I just thought that was really awesome.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Holler at me next time and I'll help you pick it up. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I could have. Yeah. Yeah, they know. I told them what time. Praise God forevermore. We praise you, Father. Glory be to God. All right, anyone else? Hey, Josie. Y'all ready for a good song? I'm talking about one of these that you get out your chair song. Okay, I'm gonna get you one. I got one. Figure out what I'm doing here. I had to turn the internet up. I mean, the thing up. Okay. Glory to God. I'm all pepped up now. Glory to God. I'm ready for some action. Woohoo! All right. Anybody got anything they'd like to share right quick? Ooh, I do. Artist, I heard a wonderful story today about this guy. This is down in Australia, I believe it was. No, I'm sorry. This is up in Canada, actually, up in the Indian Territory up in there. And there's this older guy. He'd been a drunk for a long time, very long time. Very long time. For 50 years he was a drunk. He'd get drunk every day. And one day, he sat down beside a church with his bottle, and he heard an evangelistic message, and the Lord worked in his heart, and he gave his life to Christ. He gave his life to Christ. Now, he could not read. He was illiterate completely. He couldn't read a word. He didn't know nothing, but he did know God. And the way that he communicated with God was by prayer, and the Lord would talk to him. And the Lord told him one day, he said, I want you to do an evangelistic meeting. He said, what? Lord, I can't even read the Bible. And you want me to do an evangelistic meeting? He said, yeah. He said, I'm not going to do that. I can't even, I don't know what the Bible said. He said, go see this lady. And so he went over to that lady and told her what the Lord said. She said, well, I'll make you some signs. So that didn't help him much. But he got to crying again to the Lord when it came the day to start the meeting. He said, Lord, what am I going to say? What am I going to do? He said, listen to me. He said, you go out there and I'll tell you what to say. So the whole town came because they knew this guy. And they said, man, this is going to be something else because yeah, we know he can't read a word. This is something, this is going to be a show. You know, that's the thinking that they had in their mind. And he got up there and he looked at all that crowd. He got fearful. He said, Lord, help me. What am I supposed to say? He said, one word, Jesus. And he spoke that word. He said, Jesus! The glory of God fell on that place when he did. Everybody in there hit the floor, crying, sobbing, screaming out to Jesus. The glory of God brought them all closer to Jesus, brought them into the kingdom. The next day, he's very fearful again. He said, Lord, what am I supposed to say today? He said, you get up there, I'll tell you what to say. And so Samoa people had come from around the area. And he said, Lord, help me. I don't know what to say. He said, say Jesus. He said, Jesus again. Pow! The glory of God fell on this bunch. All that bunch came to Jesus. Just a hollering and hooping, you know, oh my Lord, forgive me. You know, and they were all over the place. Repentance type of glory fell on them. And they all came to Jesus. And he did this for a few days. The local church fellowship got wind of it. And they went over there and they said, you can't do this. You're not supposed to be doing this kind of stuff. You don't have the credentials to have the kinds of meetings, you know. And of course, he didn't know. He's just, like I said, he's just a poor, illiterate guy that loved the Lord. And they shut it down. That's what religion does. to the Word of God. That's a true story. That's a true story. So if you've got an evangelistic crusade going on and people are getting healed, delivered, and set free, and you don't know a whole lot about the Bible, but you do know the Lord, don't listen to religion, because they'll shut you down. Woo! Glory to God, that was a good one. Wouldn't that be awesome just to stand up and say, I have a message for y'all. Glory to God, do I have a message. Jesus! And then the glory of God just come falling down on all of them. Man, we're going to see that. We're going to see it. It ain't going to take much. God is going to, He is already starting to move in tremendous ways. God is, whoo, my goodness gracious sakes alive. Okay, what were we going to talk about tonight? Is Sunil in here? He's not in here yet, is he? Has anybody got any questions? You want to hear another story, a real quick one? This guy, he was, this is another Canadian deal, Andrew. This was an Indian from up wherever they are. And he was an apostle. And he ministered to the Indian nation up there. Good, spirit-filled man. And he was driving to Mexico with his wife. And he stopped in Las Vegas to see their daughter who had come away from the Lord. And they had made up the pact, him and his wife, they were not going to talk religion to her. They're just going to love on her. You know? So they were going over to get something, pick up something. And it was a couple of blocks away. He's at a Walmart, and they walked up to that Walmart, and there was this raggedy-looking young girl there, and she was dirty and nasty, and she had the sign, you know, said, I need help, and this kind of thing, you know, can you help me? And so the apostle, I forget his name. He had $600 in his pocket. And he came over to that girl and he said, here, take this, go to a motel, get yourself cleaned up, get you a new pair of, get you some new clothes, and get you a bus ticket and go home. And there were people standing around watching this. All these people were watching it. And he turned around and walked off, and he heard a scream. And he turned back around and he said, what was that about? And they said, she's gone. She's gone. And he smiled and he said, yeah, the Lord told me about angels unaware. And the people there, all the people there, he preached a message of Jesus to them. Some of them got saved right there. Got saved right there. And a taxi driver was there, a black taxi driver was there. He said, you come back out, I'll take you home. He said, okay. And so he was just, the black taxi driver was all, man, he was hallelujah and all that. And they got in the car and went, was started over to their house, and he let them out, got their suitcases and let them out and all this kind of stuff. And his daughter was watching, and she told her, Daddy, don't forget to pay the taxi cab driver. And he turned around to pay, taxi cab driver, taxi, gone. Completely gone. Another angel. And his daughter went to weeping, because she knew what had happened. And she came to Jesus because of it. She saw the power and the signs and wonders of the Lord. My gracious sakes alive. Woo! How many of you would like to do that? How many of you know God's not a respecter of persons? All you got to do is believe. All you got to do is believe. Praise God. My goodness sakes alive. All right. Anybody got anything they'd like to talk about till somebody else gets here, if he gets in here tonight? Anybody look up the letter rain? Yeah, Joe.
Before we can talk, I just want to, on a weekend, I was cleaning my computer with all the old stuff out, but I came to this one song on my laptop. It's a very old song. It's quite a few years ago. The quality's not good, but it was amazing. I forgot about the song. It's really an amazing song. It's Bob Fitz Sacrifice. I don't know if any remember. That's very old. That's about 15, 17 years ago. But it's very beautiful. Very, very beautiful. If you can copy the link and just listen it on your own time, but it's very beautiful song. Just want to add that.
How long is it?
How about 4 minutes?
I'm trying to get it up here. I command this internet to work now. In Jesus' name. Yeah. Anybody else get it? Get it up? Okay. Let's go ahead and play it. I'm not scared. You got it. Oh, I got it. Hang on.
You got it? Okay.
Yeah, I got it. Well, huh. Go ahead, Julia. It's not working for me.
You give me a share screen.
I did. You got it.
Okay, thank you.
I command this internet to be working. We don't have an unstable internet in Jesus' name.
Okay, I've got it, Michael.
One I love the most.
As a sign of your faith.
Oh, this must be the hardest hill I've ever climbed.
I must sacrifice, you promised, son of mine. And so I go to worship with you by my side, and trust a sacrifice he will provide. And though I cherish you, I must now offer you to him who is the giver of all good things. And though I cherish you, I will now offer you, surely he could raise you up again. Here on this altar, Father, I lay all my dreams and offer back to you this child. Oh, son, you must believe he's called us to obey. And by his love, you'll make a better way. And though I cherish you, I must now offer you to him who giver of all good things. And though I cherish you, I will now offer you, for surely he will raise you up again.
Oh, man. That was good. That was a tearjerker there. I don't know. I don't guess I've ever heard that one.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Joe. That was a good one. Amen. That was a good one. Yeah, Julie.
I've wondered about that whole story where they showed with Abraham sacrificing Isaac and how he did it and how Isaac must have behaved knowing that he was becoming the sacrifice. You know, there's no dialogue there really. And I've thought about that.
I wonder if Isaac didn't trust his dad implicitly.
But he didn't call dad.
Yeah. You gonna do what, Dad? You know, that's gotta be tough for Dad. Yeah. But he had faith, as the word said. Glory to God. Okay. Anybody else got something they want to talk about tonight? Where is Sunil? I think I sent out that prophetic word from that bald-headed guy, didn't I, to everybody? Didn't I not?
I think it was only posted on the blog. I don't know that you sent it to me.
Okay. All right.
I don't think you sent it to the email and the outreach.
Boy, it's an awesome. It's it goes right along with what David's been talking about. That the man-child anointing is right here. It's fixing to happen. Looks like. I'd be surprised if it didn't happen tonight. Praise God. Yeah, Joe.
Sorry, I almost forgot about what. Thank Lord, I remember now. When we talked last time on about that snow, I did make a comment. I only saw snow once. I just make correction. It was two or three times. I just. Saw snow, so it wasn't just one, so I'm just making a correction of it. Thank you.
Okay, I don't guess I understood. Yeah, go ahead, Julie.
Joe, you're so honest. Thank you for correcting that with us, because, you know, one time is just not believable.
What's that?
I'm teasing you. You only saw... He said recently that he only saw snow one time. Now, being down in South Africa, you wouldn't expect him to see a whole lot of snow. But the Lord brought to his remembrance that he had seen it a couple more times other than that. Maybe you'll come up here, Joe, and really experience what real snow is.
Well, if you come here, you won't see it anymore, because we're fixing to get that Hawaiian weather here. Glory to God.
Well, just here in the country, this country where they have all kinds of snow, it could be anywhere, right?
Yeah, that's right. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, but go ahead, Jeff.
Sorry, Benita can go.
Two things. I was just going to say, we actually had hail here today. Crazy weather.
Oh, my.
Like for 5 minutes. So you should have come for that, Joe. But also, I was just wondering, when you talked about that prophetic word, I didn't know if it was really long or if you could read it to us right now.
I think the prophetic word is about 15 minutes long. The rest of it is just a lot of stuff that he's doing. But... Yeah, the rest of us just praying. Okay. Do y'all want to hear that? It's good. It's a good word. If you want to hear it, I'll play it. I don't mind. That requires an answer.
Yes.
Yay, yay or no? Okay. All right. I'll play it. Oh, gosh. What's that guy's name?
Last Days is the website. And there's his
Brandon.
Channel. Brandon is his name. Yeah.
How much? What's the name of it?
Last Days. It's the Last Days channel.
You want me to send you the link, Michael? I can put it in the chat.
Okay, I might get it right here. Yeah, you better do that. Send it to me. I kind of don't see it. He's got a bunch of them on here, so I don't know which one it is. Is that the glorious outpouring? Yeah, that's it. I got it. Hang on. Let's see here.
Excited. I have some things on my heart here. You know, I felt like I've jumped around so much through so many different videos that I need to make just one video right now. And some of this is just a recap. I'm just going over some things that I've already talked about. But I'm making this video for people about the end time revival. I hope this blesses you. I know there's a lot of this that you all have already heard. Hopefully it's not boring to you. I don't think talking about the glory of God is boring. But if this isn't what you want, I have tons of other videos down below you can watch. So here you go. I saw a massive wave on the edge of heaven. And it was looking like a massive tidal wave, and it was going like this. And I asked the Lord this was right at tribulation when I went to tribulation with him. I said, Lord, what is that massive wave? And he said, that is a final last push for it was like a glory over it. It was a last outpouring. It was like a full of a manifestation of the glory. A tidal wave of the glory of God was going to pour out over the earth. And he said, it's at its breaking point. It's about to dump over. And I saw behind the wave all these angels. And they had chariots of fire. They had no wings. They all had armor on. They all had these headdresses on. It looked like Roman headdresses, you know, with the thing right here. And they had, it went down on their face like this. And they had full armor on. And they had like a kilt-like thing. And it was all leather on them, it looked like. And they had these shin guards. They had all of it. They were all decked out. And they had a spear in one hand on there. And they were holding the reins of the chariot of fire on the other. But there wasn't any horses. It was a chariot of fire. And so on the back of the chariot, there was like a little box. It had a present. It was a bow. And each one of these presents were all perfect made. It looked like a different color for every box. And it had a bow and a ribbon on it. And I asked the Lord, what are those boxes on the back of those chariots of fire? And he said to me, those are end time giftings that have never been seen on the earth before. Those are mantles that are going to be given special giftings for the end time church. And he said, they're going to be distributed throughout the world. And so they were all over these. There was tons of, there's hundreds of chariots of fires. It was all behind the water, this massive wave, this massive outpouring. And then to my right, I could see silos. And there was these massive silos full of legs and eyes and body parts. And the angels of the Lord were getting ready to bring those body parts for creative miracles for the last outpouring of the Spirit of God upon this earth. And I saw the angels, and there was full of legs and arms and noses and ears and eyes and everything you can imagine. I'm trying to tell you, of anything that you ever believed. But there was not just one color of eye. There was brown eyes and green eyes and blue eyes and black eyes and all kinds of colors of eyes. And all kinds of colors of skin and pigments. And there was full of these parts. And then I saw the angels with massive baskets full of finances. I could see bicycles that people were believing for on the earth. Which, you know, I heard somebody talk in the comments of my video saying that bicycles represent individual ministry. I don't know. It could be a type and shadow or something like that. I have no idea. All I know is that's what I saw. And I saw these baskets full of money, huge amounts of gold, huge amounts of silver, and the angels were pouring it out on top of the earth, and they were dumping those baskets on the earth. And then I saw the Lord, he told me, and the earth was moving, and everybody wants to talk about a flat earth. It's not real. A flat earth doesn't get it. It's actually moving. I saw the earth, and the earth was moving before me. And it was a massive, like we see on TV and stuff. And it was moving. And I could see all of the lights on the earth. And I said, what are those? And he said, that's souls that are going to be saved in this last push for revival. I'm showing this. And I could see Asia. And there were streams of gold all through Asia. And China, all in China and all of North Korea, there were souls, you could see them, and all South Korea, and all Vietnam, and the Philippines, you could see it. And then I saw Jesus, and he had a tear in his eye, and he told me, he said, my gospel cost them something. He said, you see what's going on in Asia? And I said, yes, Lord, I see it. And it was so precious to his heart. He said, the gospel cost them something. He said this, it was very precious to him. And he could see the other people, but his heart was towards Asia a lot. I could see all throughout the Middle East and Pakistan and all those areas, the people who are being persecuted so hard for the word, Saudi Arabia, those places like that. I could see that, and his heart was so full of joy. Because people were standing for the gospel and getting born again, and it was a great sacrifice for them. So that was that part of the about the tribulation. Now I'm going to take you to another part. Okay, I saw another part of this last outpouring, and the Lord showed this to me, but this was at a separate time. I saw people in St. Louis, Missouri. He showed me Missouri, and I could see all the people gathered on a street corner. It was downtown St. Louis, and I could see a man in the wheelchair, and there was an African-American man and his wife, an African-American woman. And they laid hands and they prayed for this man in a wheelchair. He was a white man. And they laid hands on him. And the power of God hit him. And the man stood up out of the wheelchair and got healed. Well, when it did, it sent, like, you know, whenever you see a shockwave of something, it went boom, like a shockwave in the spirit realm. And everyone around that radius of that area started, like, falling out in the glory of God. The power of God was like, it was just knocking them down. They would just fall on their face. The power of God started falling in that area. And everybody around that area started weeping underneath the power of God. And they were all radically changed. They're all born again because of one out of two people being obedient, a husband and a wife. They just prayed for a man, and the power of God hit him, and he got up. But everyone around there experienced the glory of God. And it was like a tidal wave of his presence all in that area. And the Lord told me, what you're about to see is like, he said, I want you to go in and watch popcorn pop in a pan. So I got some popcorn kernels and some coconut oil, and I threw it in there, and I was making it for my little girl. And he said, do you see those kernels? And they're boiling. They were pop. They were moving around and sizzling. And they're getting ready. And you could see they were about to pop. But you didn't know which one was about to pop. And he said, do you see those kernels down there? He said, you don't know which one's going to pop first, do you? And I said, no. He said, that's the way the end time revival is going to be. He said, it will not be controlled by humans. It will not be able to know where it's going to happen next. He said, because it's going to happen like popcorn. He said, the next kernel's going to pop. The next kernel's going to pop. And he said, that's the way it's going to be. Just like the revival that happened at the college, Asbury. He said, it's going to be like that. It will pop up and it will fade away and people won't talk about it anymore. But he said, it's going to happen like that. It's going to, and he said, at the beginning, it's just one little kernel. Just one little thing, Brennan. And he said, but watch it. And then the next one. And then there was a next one. And then there's a next one. And then next thing you know, the whole pan's popping, 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 popping. And there's so many going on that there's no way to know which one's going to happen next. But by, it's all popping, popping, popping until the earth was full of the glory of God and the popping of the popcorn. But it's the popping of the Holy Ghost, popping of revivals all throughout the world. You're not going to know which one it's going to happen next, but the glory of God is going to manifest in a way that we've never seen it before. And it's going to radically change this world. I'm telling you, I've seen it. Manifestations of the glory of God. And he told me, I saw his hand come out of heaven, and there were shafts of light. And he told me, these will be major hot spots for the glory of God, for my presence in the last days. And he said, you will know where the major hot spots will be, for there is great satanic strongholds that have tried to be built up around those areas because they know they've seen it since the testing of time. I've had these places picked out, Brennan. He said, it's not just something new. I've known. This is what I've predestined to come to pass. The manifestation of what I want for the last outpouring. And there was trying to be these big dumb devils all gathered around those places trying to chant, doing their stupid stuff, trying to stop the manifestation, trying to hold back the power and the manifestation of what God's trying to do. But oh, how are they so dumb? There's no one going to be able to stop this last move. I don't care how big you think you are. God is going to plow you over like a steamroller. There's nobody going to stop this revival. God's going to have his way in this earth. I saw Branson City, Missouri, a great revival happening in Branson City, Missouri. I saw Kentucky. I saw it on the eastern seaboard around North Carolina, South Carolina area, all in through that area. I saw a great revival happening. It's not that it's not going to happen all over the place, but the Lord said, I am not going to do it. A lot of it, this last revival will not be inside of major four walls of a building. He said, I'm going to do it in Walmart. I'm going to do it in the grocery stores. I'm going to bring the great revival all throughout America and around the world, just in the streets, just in the parks, just in wherever I tell you, at a bus stop. It doesn't have to be at a church. He said, it's going to be me manifesting in my people in a way that it was like you were like in the book of Acts. Okay? So, I saw it happening like that. I saw I-35 in the central part of America. I saw millions of people coming to the central part of America, and they were all coming by the millions. And there were so many people that were coming here because of natural disaster. There's a big event that happens before the revival, a great shaking. There's a great shaking coming, okay? So when this happens, I saw all these people coming to central parts of America, trying to come. And there's so many people, there's no houses to rent, there's not enough hotels. So people have tents. The tents are all the same. So I know it has to be some kind of government-issued tent. So their tents are all the same in these fields, unless the church buys them. I don't know. I don't want to assume. So, it's just me talking to y'all. There's tents, and there's fields full of tents, like the hippie movement, of people coming just for the revival and trying to get a touch from the Lord, okay? I saw glory domes. There was massive these glory domes where these pillars of light were at, okay? And everyone that comes into those glory domes, not one person touches them, they are healed by the power of God. They are touched by the power of God. I saw their arms grow out. They come through that glory dome, and their arms or their legs or their eyes, everything instantaneously, if you're blind, healed by the power of God. And it's a last outpouring. He told me, he said, I will not share my glory anymore with man about what's about to happen. He said, in the 50s and in the 10 revivals, there was always a man there that got a lot of the glory. They always, like, A. Allen, these people, they always say, oh, man, let's look at them. He said, but Brandon, I will not allow that to happen anymore. I am going to get all the glory, all the praise, and all the honor. For I am a good God, and I am a holy God. And there will be a major move of my presence upon this earth. And I'm telling you all, I hope you're ready, because we're about to see something that a lot of you never believed we would. But I'm telling you, it's going to be a massive move of God. Now, will everybody see it? There'll be a lot of scoffers. There'll be a lot of people that mock it. And there'll be a lot of people that try to come against it and say, this isn't a move of God. There'll be the Pharisees in the corner with their little devil horns. God's not doing nothing in the earth. See, this is all made up. Charismatic flakiness. But the Lord told me, he said, I am going to bring the walls of religion down. Okay? There will be no Baptist. There will be no Methodist. There will be no Catholic or Church of Christ. He said, I'm going to make it into a unified body, all doing what God's called us to do. And that's to save the lost, bringing forth the harvest. You know, I will describe it like this, and I said this before. It's a lot of similar, not saying it will be an event like 9/11, but it was a lot similar how everybody was so patriotic and so together and so like running to the churches and everything during 9/11 when everybody was so freaked out whenever the Twin Towers happened and all the stuff with the terrorist attack. He said that it was like so much unity there for about 6 months or so. This is the same kind of patriotic, the same kind of movement in the body of Christ of what's going to happen again. It will be the same kind of movement, but even greater. An even greater movement. But I wanted to give a recap of everything that the Lord has showed me about these revivals, about the massive things that happened in North Korea. A massive revival happened in North Korea. The angels coming out of the sky. I saw these angels coming out of the sky. I saw the massive amount of stars. They look like stars falling upon the earth. But the Lord said, I'm sending my angel armies. And they're coming down and they're getting all the people in North Korea saved and South Korea. And they were bringing liberation for the people of North Korea from all their oppression of the demonic government there. And so I saw that happening. I saw just a massive amount of awesome stuff happening, y'all. Jesus Christ is fixing to do something huge. And I want you to be a part of it. If you're not born again, you need to get born again. If you are not filled with the Holy Ghost, you should get filled with the Holy Ghost. I'm going to pray for you. We're going to believe God. You're going to get baptized in the Holy Ghost.
Okay, that's basically it. It's, hey, Hattie. Hey, girl. Hey, Dasa. Okay, I'll put the link in the chat if anybody wants to listen to the rest of it. Unless somebody already has. Nope. I think it's right on. I think we're fixing to see a good revival. Probably the best one the world's ever seen. Well, no, we are. Praise God. All right. Anybody got any questions? Hey, Tom, are you in there? Can you hear us? Tom Deere. Hello, Tom. Okay. There is, if you don't know, there's a mute button over the lower left-hand side. That's all you got to do. Is, yeah, he called Tom Deere. Hello. What's the matter? Okay, take your mouse and go over to the lower left-hand corner there. It says mute. You see it? Little icon of a microphone. Yeah. It might just say mute or unmute. Okay. That's okay. Oh no, we're very patient. Well, that's okay. That's all right. David is too. Oh my. I counted down to the lower left-hand corner is an icon of a microphone. You just click on that one time and it'll unmute him. Click on the video and that'll show him. And if you click on it again, it'll mute and turn your video off. So it's just a click deal. Okay, look at that. You see that little arrow on the right-hand side of that icon? Okay, click on it. All right, what does it say? It's got should have a few options there. Do you have a set of speakers that's connected to the USB? Okay. Are you hearing us on the Zoom? Okay. If you're hearing us on the Zoom, that's fine. Okay. What does it say about the microphone? Yeah, we can't hear y'all because you're muted. Right there at that icon, just clicking on it, on that microphone icon. Okay, do you have a computer microphone on? Okay. Okay, that arrow should show you a microphone to click on, and you want to use the computer microphone. What kind of computer you got? Dell? Yeah, okay. All right, it should have one. Unless it's 20 years old. That's okay, all right. We'll work it out tomorrow. Okay, good, Yeah, that's what matters. We just wanted to hear your testimony, but we'll work it out. I'll get Brandy with you tomorrow, and he'll help you get it all squared away. All right, thank you, Tom. Bye bye. Well, we fixed that. Glory to God. Okay. All right. We'll get him squared away. Okay. Has anybody got anything they'd like to share? Let me ask a question. I'm just going to ask this question. I know every one of you looked up the latter rain and how it works and who brings it and all of that stuff. Hey, Sunil, you're here. Great. I'm going to ask you, what was your question about the other night? Was it who or what or how the latter rain was going to come or something like that? All right. Does anybody tell me how the, we'll just go through it. How is the letter rain going to be brought to God's people? If you read Hidden Manna, you ought to know. Who brought the former rain? Okay, where does Joel 2:25 and 28 feature in the order of Revelation? All right, let's see here. Let me look here again. 25 through 28, in the order of Revelation. I'm not sure I understand that, but we'll look at it and see. All right. Joel 2:25 says, "And I will restore you the years. Oh, the locust hath eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you. And you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and shall praise the name of the Lord your God that hath dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be put to shame. And he shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God. And there is none else, and my people shall never be put to shame. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions." Okay. Does anybody want to go ahead and feature in the order of Revelation? I'm not sure what he's talking about, the order of Revelation. Which part of it? Yeah, go ahead, Ben. Y'all try to use them yellow hands because I can see that a lot better.
Okay, sorry.
That's okay.
So, forgive my lack of knowledge, I guess you could say. But I would say sort of the catalyst of the beginning of this latter rain would be when the man-child comes. And then he's going to pour out that latter rain that's going to get us through the tribulation. That would be in Revelation 12, right?
It's actually in a number of scriptures.
But the Revelation 12 is usually the go-to whenever I'm talking about the man-child. Okay. Anybody?
All right. Yep, that's right.
That's all I got.
That's right. It's going to be the man-child. Jesus was the first one in the former reign. The man-child ministry who represents Jesus is going to be walking like Jesus, talking like Jesus, acting like Jesus. It's going to bring the former, the latter reign with him. And let's see, enemies rise. I think I wrote some of these down. Hosea 6 and 3, Joel 2:23. James 5 and 7, Zechariah 10 and 1 tells us about that. Vanita, did you have something you wanted to add or say?
Yeah, I was just, I mean, just down in verse 31 where it says the sun will become dark, the moon will turn red like blood. We know that that part happens right before the great and terrible day of the Lord. So the things above it that you read, where, you know, I will make up for the years they ate your crop. I mean, right now, you know, we've been in Babylon for a while now, and things have been taken from us, and so he's restoring all those things. Is don't want to teach anything here. I'm probably going out of my bounds. I'm sorry, but he's going to restore all those things to us that have been stolen from us.
Yeah. Absolutely, he's going to restore it all. Matter of fact, we're even going to have a DNA restoration, just like that Randy guy said. It's going to be a, it's going to be an awesome time for the bride and the man-child ministry. And the man-child ministry will be the one that does the anointing. He represents God. He's going to be doing what God tells him to do. And it's, and just like Randy said, it's, that's not going to be a man thing. It's going to be a God thing. Yeah, Julie.
David explains a lot of this in Hidden Manna and other teachings about the outpouring of the Holy Spirit at the, in the end times, and it comes with the anointing of the man child and the bride. And I was thinking, what came to my mind is Hosea chapter 6, beginning of chapter 6, there is a timing thing for that. And I guess the last verse in chapter 5 where it says, I will go and return to my place so they acknowledge their offense and seek my face in their affliction. They will seek me earnestly. And Hosea 6:1 says, come, let us return unto the Lord, for he hath torn. He will heal us, and he has smitten, and he will bind us up. And after 2 days, he will revive us, and on the third day, he will raise us up, and we shall live before him. Let us know, let us follow on to know the Lord. His going forth is sure as the morning, and he will come to us as the rain, as the latter rain that watereth the whole earth. And I know, you go to Isaiah 61, where it's, you know, it says, where the, this is the man child too. 61. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek, and he has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted and to proclaim liberty to the captives, the opening of the prisons to them that are bound, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn. And he goes on there about what's coming when he comes in the rain. Well, it's the anointing, and then also, is it Revelation chapter 6, the white horse rider? And that's the man child. So they all kind of fit together, but I would say, work your way through Hidden Manna, Sunil, the gold mine.
Yeah, it's all through Hidden Manna. Matter of fact, I want to read a little bit of something for you. from Hidden Manna. If I can get back to it. Let's see here. If you remember, David talked about this. He talks about it a lot in other studies as well. He said, I received another word of knowledge and wisdom that ties in with the previous one. And the Gospels is a prophecy of the first 3.5 years of the tribulation. And the book of Acts is a prophecy of the second 3.5 years of the tribulation. Events in the Gospels and the Acts will be repeated by corporate bodies in the end time, leading up to and including the tribulation. And then he talks about a lot of prophecy in those books. He said, here's a broad example of applying these two words of knowledge and wisdom. Just as Jesus was born and later taught his disciples for 3.5 years, the end time man child in Revelation 12 is born and then proceeds to teach the end time disciples for 3.5 years. And just as Jesus imparted the former reign to his disciples, the man child will impart the latter reign to the disciples of the end times. And then in the last 3.5 years of the tribulation, the end time disciples will go out and be persecuted and killed by the harlot and beast, exactly as were the disciples of Acts. And after the beast is going to destroy the harlot at the end of tribulation. Anyway, that tells you, David's telling us right there, you know, that the man child is the one in this. He's got it backed up with a bunch of scripture. I'll have to go through this. Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and Joel 2:23. Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he gives you the former, or early, rain in just measure, and he causes to come down for you the rain, the former rain, and the latter rain in the first month. And the floor shall be full of wheat, and the vat shall overflow with new wine and oil. That's a barrel of a lot of fruit right there. And I will restore to you the years that the locust hath eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you. These insects represent the curses that have devoured God's crop, which are his people. And God said that the former and latter rain will restore his people from the years of devastation. Glory be to God. Boy, that's some good news. I don't know about y'all. I'm excited about getting my restoration. Anybody else excited about it? Glory to God. I'm telling you. I mean, I'd look good at 30. I know that's right. All right, anybody else on the latter rain? The issue with applying it in Revelation 12 does not account for all flesh as the man child is a subset of the ecclesia. Yeah, I'm not sure I understand what you're saying there either. The issue with applying it in Revelation 12, you mean it's not the same? I don't understand that. Yeah, Judy.
Well, and David talks a lot about the ecclesia, the shining forth from, right? Yeah. And isn't Revelation 12 the birthing of the man-child ministry?
Yep.
Which he's being... Isn't he being manifest? Isn't the man-child ministry being manifest then? So that ecclesia, the shining forth from, is going to come forth from these men? Isn't that what that means in Revelation 12? At least I think that's what Sunil's asking, but I don't know.
I don't know. Sunil, you need to make it a little bit more plain, brother. The man-child ministry is going to be just exactly like Jesus was. That's and he did what he did.
No, I'm, what my issue is, how do we put all flesh?
How do you think,
the man child is only a limited number of people, right? So when you say, I'll pour out my Holy Spirit on all flesh, so is this it looks like everybody is given the Holy Spirit and then brought into the tribulation or something like that. That's what I don't understand.
Okay. Julie, go ahead.
Sunil's asking the part about who is all flesh or what is all flesh. Like, is it all of mankind? Because I don't believe it's all of mankind. He's just wondering how all flesh fits into that prophecy in Joel. Is that right, Sunil? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, and what I'm saying is if we refer to Revelation 12, where the man-child is anointed and caught up to heaven, and that's only a small group of people, it is not. So it cannot be applied as all flesh, is what I understand.
Okay, Andrew. Go ahead, bro.
The all flesh will be in Galatians 2:20. The flesh that's supposed to have it. But there is a play on words there when he says flesh, because it says in 2:20, I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I that live, but Christ that lives in me. And the life that I lived in this flesh. So it's the flesh of the regenerated person, you see. And that's the all flesh. It's your sons and your daughters. That could include some very young people in the Lord too, because the Spirit could come upon them, because you're young and will prophesy, and you're old and you dream dreams, just like it says in the book of Acts. But to have this birth, it's also in accordance to John, I think it's 16:21, you know. It talks about a birth of a child, and you could associate that. I was told once that scripture verses sometimes speak once, and that could be the birth of a person's just coming to the Lord, but it's also the birth of the man-child in 16:21. You know, God has a family, and he likes to make everything one. You know, he really doesn't like that Nicolaitan spirit, you know, so he equates the Apostle Peter and the youngest of the ones just coming to Christ as being equal in 2 Peter 1:1. So, And he also does it in Philippians chapter 3, because you are perfect, entering your perfection. And that's what the Apostle Paul said, and that should bring fear upon us, because he's saying not that he's already arrived, but he stresses to live in the present and the future. And don't let anything from the past be brought up. So, if it's by faith, it's by faith. You have this great restoration from the Lord. And you've been reading and learning about a lot of stuff. So I think if you read Revelation chapter 12 and you see the things that are happening there, even the small things, that's a great help for your own vessel and for the for the unity of the one body and one spirit. The seven ones of Ephesians 4:4-4:6. Because it's one body. And God likes his one body equal. The problem being is the youngster used to be someone who was a youngster, you know, in the first century, you know, someone 12 years old, would come to the Lord. And as he got older, he would grow in the Lord. But it doesn't really work out that way, because a youngster could be 15 years old and come to the Lord and grow thereby. But it doesn't take long to grow. Look how quick the Apostle Paul grew. He only studied for about 3 years before he went out and did his apostle stuff. But he was approved by God to do that. And we want to excel in the fruit and maturity that God gives us in the fourth land of the parable of the sower. So there's a lot of points and places you can go. The Lord could show them all to you. If he does that, then I want to be your good friend if he shows you everything. But until we get this happening coming, which is the man child and the bride, and those who will remain as in star glory, love the brethren, as it says in 1 John 4:7. So you got to continue in the love of the body to love the ones begotten of God. It's a family kind of thing. Praising glory to God.
Amen. Thank you, Andrew. Go ahead, Jenny.
I went to that scripture that Sunil's quoting, is Joel 2:28, and it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. And I went to the scripture reference verses for that verse, and upon all flesh, and the first one that comes up is Isaiah 40. In verse 5, it says, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. And that same verse is quoted in Luke 3:6. It says, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God. And I just was jumping around at other verses here. And Acts 10:44-47. While Peter yet spoke these words, the Holy Spirit fell on all them that heard the word, and they of the circumcision that believed were amazed, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Spirit. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then answered Peter, can any man forbid the water that these should not be baptized, who have received the Holy Spirit as well as we? So I was just thinking maybe that all flesh meant not just, you know, cause it, you know, all flesh is, you know, it's Jews and Gentiles. It's the old covenant people and Gentiles through the new covenant. It's like people, whomever God chooses, that the Holy Spirit falls upon, that all flesh are going to, you know, are going to, all the ones he's chosen. It's not everybody. It's not the whole world, obviously. But, you know, all flesh, I think it's the Gentiles is what he's referring to there. Just looking at those few scripture references that are quoted with that verse. So anyhow, I don't know if I'm right, but that's what I was seeing with that verse alone, just by doing a few searches on that.
I forgot I was muted. Go ahead, Benita.
So I, like Julie, went back and read Joel 2:28, and then I went to Revelation 12, and I think what Sunil is asking is, in the beginning of Revelation 12, so this is kind of a question, actually. I'm not sure if this is right or not, so I'm just going to ask this question. So the man-child is born at the beginning of Revelation 12, and then in Revelation 12, I can't even read this Bible, it's so small. 12:6, it says, the woman escaped into the desert where God had a place prepared for her. There she would be taken care of for 1,260 days. So the woman there, so the man-child is born from the woman, and then the woman represents the church, represents the true church, and she, so the question is the woman the one that is all flesh at that time that the spirit falls on? Because, the man-child is a small subset, but he's teaching the woman, and the Holy Spirit is falling on, I mean, through, after the man-child is born, then the bride, and then everybody else receives the latter rain in that process. And in that process, the Holy Spirit is poured out on all flesh. Does that make sense? Because I think Sunil's getting stuck in Revelation 12 is just being the man-child, but it's the man-child first teaching the bride, teaching the woman. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes more sense, and it bears witness with me. Yeah, it makes like during the 1,260 days of the man-child's ministry, then the Holy Spirit is being poured out on all flesh who will receive Jesus, is what I understand.
Go ahead, Mia.
That sound right, guys?
I didn't understand it.
No.
Yeah, go ahead, Ben. Are you going to answer him?
Okay. So if I'm understanding the question correctly, you're trying to see that all flesh needs to be like basically washed with the Holy Spirit, and you're trying to just find another verse to agree with that, or are you trying to? Because there's another verse that talks about it in Ezekiel 39:29. Neither will I, well, the couple of verses before that, if you're reading it on Esau, it says the Lord will restore Israel. And Israel is the corporate body of the chosen people of God. And in verse 29 in chapter 39, neither will I hide my face anymore from them, for I have poured out my spirit upon the house of Israel, saith the Lord Jehovah. And in the verses before it, up to verse 25, talks about how he's going to save his whole people, how he's going to save them basically from themselves. So anyways, just another verse that we can kind of look at and see that it's going to be sort of his Holy Spirit upon all flesh. So his any sort of people that are in captivity to their own spiritual Babylon that we're all conquering right now. Anyways. Praise God.
All right. Anyone else? When he pours it out on all, when the man child pours it out on all flesh, I think that's a, I'm trying to think of the word to, well, anyway, it's, y'all have to give me a minute here to think of the word I'm trying to think of. I don't think he's talking about naturally speaking. He's spiritually speaking here. And he's not talking about all flesh. He's talking about the flesh of the people that he's going to pour us out on. Yeah, Ben.
Well, one thing that really stuck with me was when I was listening to David's Bible, the one that video there where he did Hidden Manna, Prophecy Club. where he said, people are like, oh, Babylon's over there. Or no, Babylon's over there. He said, no, Babylon's here. We have to overcome this apostate pagan way of serving God. And that's the fight that we have. That's just how I see it now. It's not a physical nation in the Middle East somewhere. It's in here.
Yeah. It's the flesh of God's people. Anybody else? I think it would probably be wise to go ahead and review this a little bit further. I've been pretty busy today, and I looked at some of it, but I think we could do this again. I don't even know what today is. What's today? Tuesday? Today's Tuesday. We could do it again Thursday night. Yeah. Go ahead,
Jimmy. Thursday night we have praise and worship. This Thursday we have praise and worship. It's the last Thursday of the month.
Okay. We'll do it next Tuesday. That'll give us all this weekend to go ahead and study the hidden manna. And we'll have all kinds of answers. Glory to God. Yeah, Andrew, go ahead, brother.
I just want to ask Sunil if, I'm sorry. I just want to ask Sunil if anything that was shared helped him at all.
Yeah, we'll ask that after we get through here.
Sorry, I didn't understand.
Yeah, go ahead, Andrew.
Well, there's the verse in 1 John 3 and 2. You know what it says there. This is the man-child coming. It's a maturing thing. It's the same as being birthed, the birth of the man-child in 1621. And beloved, now are we children of God, and it is not yet manifested what we shall be. We know that if he shall be manifested, we shall be like him. See, this is a maturing. For we see him even as he is. And this is no longer a child, but someone who's a son. And if you go back, this happens at the beginning of the man-child ministry. And correct me if I'm wrong, but during the Great Tribulation, there's going to be more men-childs because there's 3.5 years of study there. More people will be matured, just like there was Jesus and then there was the apostles in the book of Acts. But if you go back to the 2:28 of 1 John, says something there pretty similar. It says there, and now little children, abide in him, that if he shall be manifested, we may have boldness and not be ashamed before him at his coming. So, you know, this also, if you read it very carefully, speaks of that maturing in Christ, whether you're in the bride or the man-child, because the man-child will bring in the bride. And then from what I understand, it's going to be a repeat again or later on in the tribulation time. And from my understanding also is there's going to be more and more people coming to the to a more mature state, just like happened through as the book of Acts, where you get people like Paul coming in, the apostle, Barnabas with Paul. He's not written in the original 12. And then there's other people there like Timothy and Titus, you know, and these people also were considered apostles. And sometimes, you know, this maturing, I think, is kind of a continuous thing, you know.
Well, David, you know,
when you read,
David talks about that, Andrew. He talks about two ways. He talks about the first way, the first fruits man child ministry for the first 3.5 years, if I'm not mistaken. And then the second 3.5 years, there is a second wave of the second fruits man child that will be brought in at that time. What happens to the first fruits man child? And that's the question I ask. I know about that, so we'll leave that for another time. Go ahead, Ben. I'm sorry, Ben. Let me let your dad finish what he was saying.
I was just saying about y'all, all your people here, all of God's people here, my brothers and sisters. You have quite a bit of information here, and you've been trained. Don't say you haven't been trained. You've been trained on these things, and you know these things. And the question is you just have to wait on the Lord for Him to activate these things in you. Because, you know, even though we'd like to go when we want to go, sometimes He might want. It's all up to God's sovereignty. It's in His timing. He's going to do it. You've had experience with Him things doing with you with the former rain and the smaller things and even finding your keys and healing you here and fixing something here. And he's the one who does it. He can't twist his arm. He doesn't twist your arm either. So, it's a surrender. It's a surrender, even to be more surrendered. That's the way I like to. God and glory to God. He's a good Father, and He will activate the surrender in that, because He's going to take away the flesh and the belly, you know, because he doesn't want you to have that, and you have to depend on Him to take it away. Just like it says in some places where Paul says, all things are lawful for me, but not all things are expedient. You know, meats for the belly and the belly for meats, but God will bring to naught those that is them. For the body is not for fornication, but for the Lord. And there's some interesting verses there too that even you can see that Paul probably struggled with a few things considering what he had to do when he was a Pharisee. So praise God. You know, we have these little forces within us that interfere with our, that will not interfere with us because the Lord will take care of us. Praise God. Glory to God.
Amen. I think, Sunil, that you're looking at the end time stuff, you know, in a natural way rather than in a spiritual way. And when you do that, you get hung up a lot with stuff. The man-child ministry is protected throughout the tribulation, as is the bride. And now there are what they call two witnesses. David talks about that in the man-child book, or hidden manna book. And you just have to go through that and see the scriptures that he talks about. Yeah, the two witnesses. The two witnesses is not two people now. You've got to understand that too. Everything is corporate, as we said, as David has often said. So let's continue this next week. And let's all, if you get some time, listen to them or read parts of the Hidden Manna that talks about the man-child and the bride ministries. And you'll find out that there's a lot of things that regular church believes is completely away from what the scriptures actually tell us. So I would encourage everybody to try to take a look at that this weekend and see if we can't find something. No, No, that's not right, Sunil. Go in David's hidden manor and look up the chapter on the two witnesses. You'll find out differently. Go ahead, Julie. Did you have something?
Oh, just something that really clicked for me when I learned about the two witnesses was in the Gospels, how Jesus sent his disciples out two by two. They went by twos. And that just resonated with me. That was, oh, it's his disciples. He sent them out in twos, you know.
That's what the man child does.
He sends the disciples before him. That's what the, yeah, and that's what the apostles do, or whatever. They sent them forth to go before him where he was going to come into those cities and preach. You know, so there was that was just something that really, you know, was made clear to me about the two witnesses. They're not just,
we're completely out of time. So, if y'all would take a look at that this weekend. That's okay, Joe. That's no problem. All right. Well, God bless you. We'll see y'all Thursday night, if not before. You know, if we have a little translation here, we'll be able to see you, you know, tonight. I don't know. We'll see. Yeah. Glory to God. Y'all be blessed. Love y'all, and we'll see you again soon.
Bye,
Thursday night. Thursday night at 8 o'clock. Praise God. Good night. Oh, I got to hit the other button. Hang on.
Good night, all.